somebody this morning. I'd obviously seen the sermon title and assumed that Stephen was going to give his wisdom on Brexit, but rest assured, we're not going to go there this morning, although we need to continue to pray for that process and for all those who are involved. I want you to imagine you have received an invitation to a dinner party, and you get excited about it. And then you receive another invitation to another dinner party, same night, same time. So you now have two invitations to dinner. And both of them sound pretty good. How do you choose? Which one are you going to accept? Which one are you going to go to? How do you decide? Do you look at who the invitation is from and think, well, maybe I better go to that one? Do you wonder why you've been invited along to it? And does that help you make your mind up? Do you wonder where the best food will be? Who's the best cook? Which one shall I go to? Who does the best puddings afterwards? Where will the most interesting people be? Where will the most influential people be? What would be the best one to be seen at? There are lots and lots of things that would go through our heads if we had those two invitations for two dinners at the same time. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 9, the passage which Matt read for us there. It's on page 642 of the Pew Bible. And this passage is all about that same scenario. Two invitations to two dinners. Which one will you choose? And these are dinners like no other. You're invited by hostesses like no other. And these two dinners have outcomes like no other. So which one will you choose? And there's a contrast here between the two. The first one is from wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs, wisdom is presented as this woman calling us to come, inviting us. Wisdom has built her house. She has prepared food and wine. And now she sends out her maids with all of these invitations. It's all set. It's all ready. So there's one of the invitations. The other one is this woman the Proverbs calls folly, who also gives invitations to her home, who also has this enticing offer of food and drink there. Two great invitations. They both call out to the same group of people. And if you look in verse 6 and also then further down, verse 6 and verse 16, you'll see that they both call out to call the simple. Now we look at that and we think that's not really great. Not really great language, is it? And yet, in this context, it's not about intellect. It's about people who are easily persuaded. It's about people who lack judgment, people who are immature, people who are possibly naive in lots of ways, and both wisdom and folly call out to them to come. They both call us to come to their house to eat and to drink with them. They both offer rewards. Verse 6, leave your simple ways, and you will live and walk in the way of understanding. Verse 17, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious. Come and have this lovely meal. So here's the choice. The choice between these two invitations, the choice between these two dinners, the choice between these two hostesses. which one will you choose? And there is a big difference in the end result. Verse 6 simply says, leave your simple ways and you will live. Verse 18 at the end of that chapter says, little do they know that the dead are there, their guests are in the depths of the grave. The difference between these two is the end result. One is about life, the other is about death. Wisdom calling us to come and to find life, folly calling us to come, which will end in death. Now, which one will you choose? Because it's not just a simple dinner invitation. The question is really, will you choose life or death? Now, there's a bit of a no-brainer, as the Americans would say. Choose life or death? Which one? Well, of course you choose life, would you? Would you? Way back when the prophet Elijah had his confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, before the whole thing of burning sacrifices and so on took place, before that happened, Elijah simply talks to the people of God and says this: how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Here were people who, like many of us, like to sit in the fence. Not going to come down one side or the other. And Elijah simply says, how long will you waver between these two opinions? How long will you sit in the fence? I heard one of the political commentators this week talk about a certain politician and say he's sat on the fence so long he's in danger of getting splinters, which sounds uncomfortable. But sitting on the fence, how long will you waver between two opinions? Often we sit on the fence, we don't come down one side or the other. But here there's no fence to sit on. We're going either to wisdom or to folly, one or the other. There's no gray area in the middle. There's no area that we're not or we're uncertain about. There's no fence to sit on. We're in one or the other. Jesus was to say the same sort of thing when speaking to his disciples. He said, well, if you are not against us, you're for us. It's one or the other. There's no sense in the Gospels of being indifferent to Jesus, of sitting on the fence, of trying to find a gray area where we can sit and not commit ourselves. Jesus says, if you're not against me, you're for me. Choose one or the other. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. So in some ways, there's our path already. We've all sinned and fallen short. It also says that the wages of sin is death. It's this path of folly. Because we all sin, because we all fall short of the glory of God, this is what we've earned. This is what our lives deserve. Now, sometimes we just hear those two bits of those verses from Romans. And it's important that we do hear those two bits. But both of these verses have second parts to them. Left by ourselves, we're headed for the house of folly. Left to ourselves, we're headed towards death. But all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And here's the good news. And are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God gives us the opportunity to change. God reaches out through the redemption won by Jesus at the cross so that we can change. Yes, the wages of sin is death, what we have earned, what we have deserved, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages, that's what we've earned. The gift is what God freely gives us. This gift of eternal life. This choosing between life and death. Which will you choose? Jesus talked about the narrow gate, when the broad gate, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Again, there's no middle ground. There's no fence to sit on. There's none of that lovely, comfortable gray area that we loiter in. We're on one or the other. We're responding to either wisdom or folly. We're walking on a narrow path that leads to righteousness and life, or a broad path that leads to destruction. We make many, many choices in life. Many choices. Important choices, good choices. But we will never make a choice like this. Because this is the only choice where your life will be transformed. From a life that's heading towards destruction to a life that knows eternal life. This is the only choice which will change your eternal destiny. Choosing for Jesus Christ. The book of Proverbs lays it out before us. Life or death, the choice is yours. All through scriptures, there's this reminder that we make that choice. And in Jesus Christ, God reaches out to us. Jesus pays the penalty so that we don't need to stay on that broad road. Jesus pays the penalty so that we do not need to head to destruction. Jesus offers us this gift of eternal life. So here's our choice. To accept Jesus or to reject him. And there isn't a third way. Remember, Jesus said, if you're not against me, you're for me. To accept him or reject him. To accept him and what he has done for us in his cross and resurrection, and choose life, or to reject him and reject his offer of life. Choose this day whom you will serve. Let's pray together. Lord, you know what goes on in our heads and our hearts. Our lives are like an open book to you. Nothing is hidden from you. You know the choices that we make. Choices that are good and right and proper. Choices that often we regret. You know, Lord, that we love to sit on the fence. Lord, by your Spirit, work in us, we pray. Help us to know that not only are we sinful people, but we are sinful people for whom the Savior died. Help us to know that because of Jesus we may be forgiven and may know the gift of eternal life. Lord, in our lives, may you be given all honor and all glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.